While I cannot speak Cantonese, I still enjoy Cantonese food. So it is a joy to see all of you.
很高兴见到大家。
Today we have a long passage, so I'm going to jump right into the introduction, and I pray that God will speak through us, and that you'll be blessed.
今日的经文是很长的，42节，所以牧师就会一针见血地入题。
In the last few years, our congregations have had many personal challenges and sad events that have been hard to bear.
过去很多年的时候，我们教会有很多，或者弟兄姊妹有些很不如意的事情。
Loved ones have medical emergencies or maybe have passed away.
我们有些亲爱的家人，或者有医疗的紧急，或者甚至是过身。
Marriages have been stretched almost to the breaking point.
或者我们的婚姻有些是去到这个爆炸点的地方。
Children have left the faith because of alleged hurts from or serious disagreements with their family or their church families.
或者有些儿童他们有其他的大家是不和，或者意见不合的，有时有些甚至说会consider要离开他的信仰。
People have suddenly lost their jobs.
或者有些人是突然间失去了他的工作。
As I have had been learning about this caring pastor role the last few years, I have had the privilege to have many conversations with our congregation members.
崔牧师在很多年，现在做我们教会的关怀牧师，有很多机会接触很多会众。
It's revealed that many of us could use more intentional caring.
当然我们可以用更多的弟兄姊妹是有意地来关怀那些会众。
Some are caregivers for children, some of them with special needs.
有些可能是照顾我们的儿童，或者有些是有特别的需要。
On the other side, some are caring for aging parents who maybe are in poor health.
或者我们要关照我们中间的年长的父母，他们有特别的健康需要。
Some families have members who are facing mental health issues.
或者有些家人当中是有些是精神方面的需要。
And then again, some are deeply grieving the loss of a family member. Just in the 2 weeks, I've attended two funerals, one in Houston, one in San Antonio. So it is a very real thing. One of the key principles I have learned is that one person, or one pastor, cannot be the only one to care.
关怀牧师就发觉到一个原则，他发现咧就系话，一个人唔可以做晒所有咁多关怀嘅事工。
It is physically, emotionally, spiritually impossible.
不论系物质方面、时间方面嘅、心理方面，同埋系灵性方面，都系唔可以系做所有呢嘅工作。
And I want to remind us all: a few of us here are pastors, but all of us here are ministers.
关怀牧师提醒我。 他是牧师，但是我们所有会众都是可以做这个关怀的工作。
You have all of the Bible that the pastors have. You have all of the Holy Spirit that the pastors have.
大家都有神的话语，又有神给我们的圣灵，所以跟关怀牧师一样有这么多的资料。
So we are empowered by the Holy Spirit. We are equipped through God's Word.
我们由圣灵是给我们的力量，亦都是神给我们的话语，是装备我们。
In fact, some of you are honestly better caring in your spiritual gifts than even some of the pastors.
其实我们很多会众当中，有些人可能他在神给他们的恩赐，是比有些牧师更加多关怀人的这个恩赐。
As I was thinking about this, I realized that the deeper question that we must ask when it comes to caring for others is, what is our ultimate purpose and motivation for caring?
所以牧师要问的就是说，究竟我们关心人家的最终的目的，和我们的动机是什么？
Is it just to give relief and comfort to someone while they are in pain?
是不是因为他们在痛苦的时候，困难的时候，我们就给他一些安慰？
This is a good thing, but even non-believers do this.
这些好事，但是不信神的人都可以做这些事。
Or is it to make ourselves look better in other people's eyes? Obviously, that's a terrible reason.
或者你想你在人的面前是很有面子、很光榮，但这是一个很错的出发点。
Is it to show kindness or generosity? Because these are very good reasons.
或者你想表現是善良的和慷慨在人表現，这个都是好的理由。
Or is it, and today I hope to talk about this, is it to point people to Jesus Christ so that they can have hope and life?
今天想跟大家讲的就是说，我们是不是带人来到基督的面前，好让他们有这个希望，也都有永远的生命。
As a church, we have to fully understand what is the ultimate goal of caring.
作为教会，我们要说我们最终的目的是关怀是什么，做什么。
So I will pray a short prayer. I'll pray in English, and then we will jump into John chapter 4. Father, I thank you for the privilege to preach your word for our very precious Cantonese congregation. May you be heard, may your message be clear, and may all of us here learn what you want us to learn. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to have some background here, and I don't have any fancy, I never have fancy PowerPoints, but we're going to have several passages on the screen. Sometimes I'll ask Brother Godwin to read it for us, and so I'm going to start with chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. If Brother Godwin, if you would read this, and we're going to give a little background before we get to the points. Okay.
我想请会众大家我一起读，因为读经是一个好好的机会。一到九节系俾我哋嘅背景。 主知道法利赛人听见他们施洗比约翰还多，其实不至耶稣亲自施洗，乃是他的门徒施洗。他就来了犹大，又往加利利去，必须经过撒玛利亚。于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井。耶稣就困乏，就坐在井旁，那时约午静。 有一个撒玛利的妇人来打水，耶稣对他说：请你给我水喝。那时门徒进城买食物去了。撒玛利的妇人对他说：你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利人没有来往。Very
good, thank you.
多谢大家。
So Samaria in the New Testament times was a region in the middle of Palestine with Judea to the south and Galilee in the north.
在新約的時期的時候，這個撒瑪利亞是巴勒斯坦中部的一個地區，是在南邊猶太，北邊就是加利利的地方。Now
Jesus had a few options how to get from the south to the north.
耶穌是有多過一條路線，由南邊去到北邊。The
shortest route is to go right through Samaria.
最短的路程就是经过撒玛利亚的地方。
The other choice was to go along the western coast, which is right along the Mediterranean Sea.
另外一条路就是经过地中海沿岸的地方，是西边这样去。
Or they could go east of the Jordan River through an area called Perea.
或者是经过约旦河的东边，去这个比利亚经过的地方。
Now just to give you context, from Judea, or let's just say Jerusalem, to, let's say, the Sea of Galilee, going through Samaria, is about 70 miles.
但是给大家一些方位，即使他们的距离由犹大去到加利利地方大约是70里的英里。So
that's sort of like from downtown Austin to the Buc-ee's at Temple.
所以等于跟我们奥斯丁 downtown 去到 Temple, Texas 这么远的地方。
So it's about three to four days walk.
如果你不驾车行路，你要行四日。
For me, probably 8 days. Okay. In Jesus' day, the Jewish people hated the Samaritans. And so they usually, instead of taking the short way, they would go the eastern way along to avoid Samaria.
在耶稣的时代，你和经文都知道，犹太人和撒玛利人是没有来往的事，甚至犹太人是看不起撒玛利人，有些仇恨。
Now, the Samaritans, they were a mixed race. They were part Jew and they were part Gentile. Many from the Assyrian captivity. So they were rejected by the Jews because they could not prove that they really, in their genealogy, that they had Jewish blood in them. So the Samaritans ended up having their own temple and their own religious services. Now Jesus knew this. He knew that the Jews and Samaritans, especially the Jews, did not like the Samaritans, but he chose to go through Samaria. You see, Jesus chose to reach out to people that no one else cared for. As the Savior of this world, he seeks out and saves the despised and the outcasts. Now, the commentators think when the Bible says the sixth hour, it was either, if you're a Jewish time pattern, it was around noon. If you look at it from the Roman time pattern, it was 6 p.m. Either way, it was the daytime, and I lean towards 12 noon, okay? So that's what it means by the sixth hour.
Okay. 咁佢commentary又指佢話係第六嘅時分係，佢係或者係中午十二點嘅時候猶太人嗰個模式嗰個時間，或者係傍晚係六點鐘嘅時候，即係6 p.m. 嘅時候，咁無論係點樣睇，即使係牧師就睇就係以中午十二點為係佢嘅preference.
So while his disciples were went to buy food, Jesus did a shocking thing. He spoke to this Samaritan woman at the well.
門徒出去成去買食物的時候呢，耶穌就做咗一啲嘅創舉，就係即係好多人會意想不到嘅事，就係同呢個撒瑪利亞婦人嚟傾偈。The
Samaritan woman was shocked to hear a Jewish man talking to her.
呢個撒瑪利亞婦人亦都係好好驚奇嘅，點解一個猶太嘅男人同佢一個撒瑪利亞婦人係傾偈？
So because of the prejudices of that day, they prohibited public talking between man and woman, Jew and Samaritan, especially if they're strangers.
因為當時一個背景，一個係男同女，佢哋係好保守嘅，另外一個就係猶太人同埋撒瑪利亞婦人。
What's really sad, even the Jewish rabbi was known to rather go thirsty than to violate these principles.
咁有趣嘅就話覺得一個猶太嘅拉比咧，佢全然頸渴到好辛苦，佢都唔願意即係話去問呢啲人嚟攞水，因為好似違反咗佢哋嘅常規。And
so Jesus did not care about the prejudices or social barriers. He cared about this woman.
而耶穌咧，佢發覺好似反傳統咁樣，即使佢唔計較呢啲好似有冇人會講句閒話咧，或者呢啲嘅社會嘅障礙，而佢注重嘅就話。
So what can we learn in the time we have? Just some simple things about Jesus' example.
Okay.
So first of all, Jesus touched the life of the Samaritan woman by going beyond her physical needs to her spiritual need. And I'd like to ask if Brother Godwin would read verses 10 through 15.
Okay, 咁我哋有...
Oh, sorry, you could give the point. Yeah.
10:15, 我哋都请大家一起读这个约翰福音4:15-16. 也都喝这井里的水。难道你比他还大吗？水还要再喝，人若喝这水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。妇人说：先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用这么远打水。
Again, Jesus touched the life of the Samaritan woman by going beyond just her physical needs to her spiritual need.
可以對話咁對症落藥，即係見呢個婦人唔單止佢嘅物質上面需要呢啲水，係佢個靈性上面嘅需要。
It's not to say the physical need was not important.
唔係話代表物質方面嘅嘢係唔重要。
It's just that we often stop at the physical need.
但好多時我哋係咪淨係停留喺呢個物質上面嘅需要？
Now, even though it's very awkward here in this situation, Jesus did not let this stop him from starting the conversation.
雖然覺得好似係咪好尷尬咁，即係耶穌喺呢度係開始咁嘅對話。
This caused the woman to be very puzzled as she analyzed the situation and concluded that Jesus was not so smart.
咁呢個婦人覺得啊，呢個耶穌好似即係好似係咪都唔咁。熟彩呢啲時間咁，即使係唔係咁聰明嘅一個人。
He had no bucket to draw the water with。
係啊，咁佢睇眼睇佢，佢連打水嘅桶都冇，咁點樣去攞水咧
？And she's also like, what is this gift of God？
個神俾嘅禮物係乜嘢咧
？And then, who is this person talking to me？
究竟喺我面前同我講説話呢個人係邊個咧
？And what is living water？
佢講啲活水又係乜嘢水咧？
And then she also got a little bit offended because Jesus seemed to point out that Jacob's well, which is almost a sacred place, was inadequate.
而耶穌即是講到，即是話呢個係雅各嘅井，當然一個係好好有歷史、好神聖嘅一個地方，佢覺得呢個唔係咁重要。
She was probably thinking, like, do you not know the history and background of this well? Are you greater than our forefather Jacob?
婦人就問佢，佢話：你知唔知道呢個井嘅歷史嘅來由同埋背景咧？佢話：你係咪比我哋嘅祖先仲大咧
？So Jesus pointed out the fact that this water was only temporary in taking care of her thirst, and even she could not argue with this.
耶穌就話：呢個水咧飲完之後，只不過暫時俾我哋解渴啊，完咗之後你又要再飲。
But Jesus invited her by saying, "Whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again."The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
耶穌就講就話：如果人係要飲我俾佢嘅水，就永遠唔再渴；而呢個水就喺佢個裏頭入邊成為泉源，直湧到呢個永生。
But notice, still, she didn't quite understand that he was trying to point out her spiritual need because she kept the conversation on the physical level.
婦人仍然都唔係太明白，佢仍然都係注重於呢個物質嘅水。
She said, "Sir, give me this water." Verse 15, "Give me this water, so I will not be thirsty or have to come here again to draw water."
咁婦人就話咧，佢好實際，佢話：先生，咁既然你有活水，就俾我呢啲水咧，咁我又唔會頸渴啦，又唔需要長途跋涉嚟呢度攞水。
Now the Samaritan woman did not fully understand, but she was curious.
撒瑪利亞婦人不是太明白，但是她的確是很有興趣想知道多些。
I am not saying when you care for people that you say, "Oh, before I give you this food, I need to tell you all of the gospel." That's not what I'm saying.
我不是說如果你請人吃飯，你說我要給你這些食物，但是之前你要聽我講這個福音先。
I am saying that as you are taking care of people's needs, physical needs, emotional needs, realize the ultimate goal is that their spiritual needs are also discussed.
当我哋帮助人嘅时候，不论佢呢个系物质上面或者系个人方面嘅需要嘅时候，我都要记得最终目的，我要将呢个福音系带俾佢。
For example, marriage problems. The ultimate goal is it that the couple stays together?Is that the ultimate goal for marriage problems?
一個舉個例子就話，如果有呢個係婚姻嘅問題，係咪你話最終目的就係要佢哋兩個人係聚埋一齊
？No, the ultimate goal in a marriage is that Jesus Christ is at the center of that marriage.
最終嘅目的，我哋想知道話佢哋嘅婚姻係應該有耶穌基督作為佢哋嘅基礎。
It's not about whether the husband is right or the wife is right. Usually, the wife is right, but. I got all the wives to like me. At the end of the day, God must be glorified in that marriage. That is the most important need.
So, 唔係話先生啱還是太太啱？啊，牧師好聰明，佢話大部分時間係太太啱。咁所以咧，但係最重要就話 神是不是在他们的婚姻当中是得到荣耀。
For a person who's unemployed, is it most important that they get a job? Is that the most important thing?
咁如果嗰个人系失咗业，咁系咪最重要就话佢揾翻一份工
？No, the most important thing is that man or woman understands that God will always provide for their needs.
而系就话不论系男嘅女，我都知道系神系我哋系嘅系供应我哋所有嘅需要。
If a person is lonely.
如果有一个人是很孤单
is it the goal is that that person has friends or maybe they get married? Is that the goal?
咁你话目的系咪咁啊？介绍佢一啲朋友啦，或者系介绍佢去结咗婚咧
？No, the most important thing is that that person learns to have a deep and unwavering trust in the one that will never leave them or forsake them.
然后最终目的就话我哋愿意呢一个好孤单嘅人，即系话会认识到。永远离开他们的主是有很深厚很坚定的信任
So again, I am not saying don't take care of the immediate needs
我们不是说不是帮助他有这个是很急的需要在这个物质方面的需要
But as you go in Jesus' name be praying that they will ultimately understand their spiritual needs
当我们关心他的时候我们是记得我们是为他祈祷是能够他们最终可以认识耶稣基督。
And I encourage you, the easiest way to do so is to share your own testimony with them.
咁其中一个好容易的方法就是将你自己个人得救的见证同佢分享。
You can share about how God has met your needs.
佢分享佢话神点样满足你嘅需要。
You can pray with them.
Okay.
Yeah, pray. You can pray with them.
Oh yeah, 我哋可以为佢祈祷。
I have never had anybody say, no, 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 I don't want you to pray for me.
牧师从来没见到人说，哦，我不需要你同我祈祷。
They may not get it at first, just like the Samaritan woman did not understand at first.
咁可能或者佢觉得都开头嘅时候可能唔在意咁。
But they will never understand the importance of their relationship with Jesus if we never mention it.
佢哋可能唔明白我哋认识耶稣咁重要嘅事，如果我哋系从来唔开口同佢分享耶稣基督。
If we never live it in front of them.
或者我们自己的生活在他面前是作一个见证。
Okay, as we move on to the next point, Jesus touched the life of the Samaritan woman by speaking the truth about her life.
第二点就是讲到耶稣就是对这个撒玛利亚妇人讲出他生命 的事实。
So, verses 16 and 21, we won't read it, but you can read it. I'll summarize it.Jesus basically said, okay, go call your husband to come here.
咁十六到廿一节咧，时间关系我就唔读，但你可以睇。咁然后就牧师就入去经文。
And she basically said, I don't have a husband, but in fact, she had had five before.
咁耶稣话唔该，你叫你嘅丈夫嚟。咁呢个妇人佢话，嘿，我而家冇丈夫。
And number six that she was with was not her husband.
咁耶稣就话，耶，你而家嘅个丈夫。现在这个人不是你的丈夫但你以前已经有五个丈夫现在这个人是同你同居的一个人。
It's a little bit humorous that her response was, Wow, you must be a prophet.
我相信常人都有这样的反应。我不识这个人为什么他会知道我的生活过去这么多事过呢
See, Jesus was not trying to shame her, but he was trying to get her attention.
耶稣不是说故意好像似乎想即是是令他觉得惭愧的这样而是想说是引起他的注意力
See, Jesus wanted to let her know that he understood her life but he also wanted to know her to know that he still cared anyway
耶稣想这个妇人知道他知道他的即生命的过去仍然需要他认识这个需要
Some commentators think that the woman, we don't see anybody else at the well so the womanmight have gone at a time when no one else goes because she was ashamed.
聖經會說但是即使似乎沒有其他人來那個時間打水淨她自己來那是不是她覺得好像即在社會沒什麼面子那是要沒有人的時候才來打水
My guess is she was a little bit dismayed that someone was at the well when she went there.
我想這個婦人覺得很驚奇就說、啊、我去打水的時候居然有一個陌生人在那裡
But yes, as Jesus is God, so he knew this, but he talked to her appropriately about the truth of her life.
当耶稣是神的儿子，他知道这个妇人的需要，跟他讲到这个永生的需要。
But notice her response was to deflect and to try to provide a detour.
但妇人呢，似乎佢系冇心听书咁，即是 try to 转话题。
It's interesting. She went to talk about the difference between Jewish and Samaritan religion.
佢又讲犹太人同佢哋撒玛利人佢哋嘅宗教嘅信仰同敬拜。
It was easier to talk about religion than to face her sin, which is ironic.
咁佢哋讲下呢个宗教嘅不同点咧，好过净系专注于佢自己过去啲唔系咁光辉嘅历史。
And so Jesus showed that even her understanding of worship was wrong.
咁耶稣就知道。发觉佢之后，佢对于呢个崇拜嗰个嘅观点都系错嘅。
Why was it so important for Jesus to talk to her truthfully？
点解咁重要？系耶稣需要同佢咁好真心咁讲出呢个真理。
You see, Jesus deeply desired to give the Samaritan woman the living water that he offered, but she had to have the desire to want it.
耶稣当然是想这个妇人能够得到活水，但是要令到她觉得，这个妇人自己觉得我需要这个活水。
But she won't have that desire if she doesn't see her need.
她当然或者没有兴趣耶稣给的活水，如果她不觉得她生命有这样的需要。
Have you ever tried to feed someone who was not hungry?
如果她根本不肚饿，你叫她吃东西吧，这样。
I mean, I'll eat it. Have you ever tried to make someone take medicine who did not think that they were sick?
如果人佢话我都冇病，你叫我食药啦，咁系即系莫名其妙嘅。
Have you ever tried to convince someone to lose weight if they thought they looked pretty good?
如果你话你提议某某人你应该或者要减肥啦，咁佢话我认为我系 perfect 啊，咁点解要减肥咧？
肥啊 ，I understand that. I understand. You see, in the same way, Jesus was trying to help the Samaritan woman to see her sins and her needs so that she would drink the living water.
耶稣希望帮助这个撒玛利亚妇人，即是明白她的罪和她的需要，然后她会要求这个活水。
We might think, but I'm not God. I don't know everybody's sins. Or how can I confront them when I am not perfect either?
或者你会说我又不是神，我也不知道他过去 的事件，那我怎样去面对这个人呢？
How am I supposed to speak truth about another person's life?
我怎样将另外一个人的过去 的真实的事件来讲呢？
Maybe I could share an illustration about marriage counseling.
或者可以用一个是婚姻辅导中的作为一个例子来同分享。
Just in general, one of the biggest challenges is to have each person admit what they have done wrong. It's easy to say what the other person did wrong.
Yeah. 其中一个挑战就是你在做这个婚姻辅导时，你要 每一方都说承认我们有些什么我做错了。
I guarantee you, almost 100%, there's always something that each person could do better.
我可以担保就是说每一个人都会承认说有些事我可以做好一些的。
It's not a matter of who is more wrong, who is more guilty, or who is more of a sinner.
或者不是哪一个人是做的错事更多，或者是罪又也是更多一些。
It's so much easier to just focus on changing the other person.
而他的集注点就是我怎样改变对方。
So obviously, as a pastor, I try to first hear each side share their story.
咁当然作为牧师，咁佢当然即是话系做呢个系调解者，即是话要静心咁听佢每一方面嘅故事。
Sometimes I have to referee.
咁即系好似等于个 referee 咁样。
But when both sides have shared, and hopefully feel like they have been heard, I try to ask some questions.
当他们两个人都讲出他们自己心里要讲的说话，那牧师就会问他一些问题。
I might say, may I ask, why did you say or do what you said or did?
我就问他们说, 为什么你会说这样的说话或者做这个事干?
Usually at that point I say, no, 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 not you. I asked this person.
你有时会说, 啊, 不是问他, 是问另外一个。
I will ask them, how do you think your spouse felt when you said that or did that? I'm asking questions.
或者问一个配偶就说, 当你另外配偶说这些说话做这些时候, 你觉得他的感受是怎样?
And then we go to the next question, which is something along the lines of, do you think God is pleased with your words and your actions?
你再问他即时说, 你是不是相信上帝是会高兴你说这个说话或者做这个行为呢?
In what ways do you feel like God wants you to change?
而上帝说在你的身上希望你有什么改变呢?
You see, as we care for people, we have to be wise.
我们关心他的时候,我们要有这个智慧。
But the goal is that they eventually are faced with truth.
最终的目的,他们都是要面对事实的。
I remind them, there is no way you can change your spouse.
本身即是我们是不可能,你将你的配偶改变。
I mean, we can influence them.
我们可能对他有些影响。
And by the way, yelling does not help.
当然,大声破骂一定没帮助。
But we can influence our spouse and motivate them by making good choices on our side.
我们的影响即是说我们自己都要做好的选择。
You see, if I just try to be nice and I don't want to make the couple feel bad by confronting them with their truth, then I'm not really very loving.
如果我作为一个牧师调解者，就话哦，我只系想look good，但系我冇真正对佢哋有咩帮助。
You know, it's terrible if someone says, oh, that's just the way they are. That's just their personality.
如果我说,似乎都是事情就是这样,哈哈,那我就走了。
You see, Jesus spoke this truth in love to the woman so that she could come face to face to what her real need was.
耶稣就说,他是用爱和关心来,亦都是以事实地来跟这个妇人说。
As we learn more about caring, all of you are ministers, it is hard and it is awkward.
当我们是关怀人的时候,我们所承认就说是很困难的事。
You will probably have some people mad at you as you try your best.
或者你尽你的所能去做,有时人反而他会生气你。
Especially as you ask and help them to try to see the truth of their choices. That's when they say, oh yeah, well you, and then they get very upset.
或者有时要叫他说,认识一些,承认这个真理的时候,或者他就不是那么开心。
But brothers and sisters, we are to be like Christ.
弟兄姊妹,我们希望我们是仿效耶稣的榜样。
We are not Christ, that's why we don't know everything, but we need to be like him and helping people to see the truth of their situation as we care for them.
我们不是耶稣,我们不是知道所有的事,但我们是要学习耶稣来帮助人。
So I'm going to skip to my last point.
Okay.
Verse 27 through 30, if we could put that up there, 27 through 30, okay. So the disciples came back and they were like, okay, I think they were a little bit Asian because they didn't say anything, but they're like, oh yeah. You know, they saw that Jesus was in a very strange, awkward situation. But notice verse 28, 29, and 30. This one I'll read in English, if you could just follow along. 28, 29, 30. In English it says, so the woman left her water jar and went away into town and said to the people, come, see, a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ? Verse 28. So they went out of the town and were coming to him. So I think this is such a powerful picture, but this is the point I wanted to end with. The Samaritan woman responded by touching the life of other people because of what Jesus had done in her life.
大家睇咗經文嘅廿八節到三十節，牧師又用英文讀咗，咁佢即係話：你睇到驚奇就話，婦人就話留低個罐喺度，咁佢入去佢嘅城嗰度就同佢認識嘅人就講：佢話呢個人我從來都未見過佢嘅，但佢知道我一生過往咁多個事過都講曬出嚟。莫非呢個就係基督嗎
？She wanted to tell other people about Jesus because she just couldn't help it。
撒瑪利亞婦人佢就係、是。佢即係差唔多，即是話唔可以話閉嘴唔講説話，因為佢見到嘅呢個歧視發生佢身上，所以佢一定要去係宣講喺佢身上發生嘅事。
She left her water jar there, and the Bible says that Jesus ended up staying 2 days there. So within those 2 days, this happened.
佢連佢打水嘅罐佢都留低喺個井旁，咁佢就入城去就宣講，即係發生喺身上嘅事。佢話呢個莫非就係基督咧？咁。
And it, verse 39 says, many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. Because of the woman's testimony.
第39節我哋睇到經文嗰度，佢話咁好些撒瑪利亞嘅人就信咗耶穌，因為婦人同佢哋講嘅説話。佢話係咪那婦人作見證咧
？He told me all that I ever did.
佢話因為耶穌講咗佢一生所做嘅好多嘅事幹。
You see, no one had to teach the women about evangelism and discipleship.
我留意呢度冇人教呢個撒瑪利亞婦人做呢個 分享福音嘅事幹。
Remember, they know her story.
嗰啲城入邊啲人咧，佢哋知道佢哋嘅背景。
She was known for her past mistakes and her adultery.
佢當然啲人都知道佢個婚姻生活係點樣。
As Jesus loved and cared for this woman and touched her life, she turned around and touched other people's lives. This always happens.
因為耶穌基督即使係特登咁同佢分享到呢個係福音，講出佢個背景咁樣，所以佢哋咧就撒瑪利亞婦人就要同撒瑪利亞嗰啲人係分享到呢個見證，作為佢嘅見證。
I just want to pause for a moment for those of you who have needed care and have experienced care.
想同大家分享，即使有啲人係有經驗到呢個關懷，或者有呢個關懷嘅需要。
It does take some time to heal.
係呢個係需要一段時間嚟將我個人係回復。
It does take some time to adjust.
亦都需要一啲時間嚟係。
This wasn't in the notes, sorry.
需要一啲時間嚟將我哋即係面對一個新嘅處境。
But please know that your story of God working in your life is very powerful.
但係神喺我哋每一個人身上面嘅作為咧，就係好大作用。
Some of you maybe are very timid about sharing the gospel.Share your testimony.
或者有啲人覺得我好似有困難開口同人哋分享福音，你就分享你自己得救嘅見證。
And the Bible says here that many more believed in the Samaritan woman's town. Not just a few people. Many were touched by the woman's story.
喺呢度講，即使信撒瑪利亞婦人而係信咗耶穌人，唔係話係幾個，係好多人。
You see, verse 42.We have verse 42, the last verse. It says, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world."
42節話就對婦人説：佢現在我哋信唔係因為係呢個婦人嘅説話，而係我哋親自聽見咗，亦都知道耶穌係真正嘅救世主。
So I realize I took today's story from a different viewpoint.
所以今日用嘅故事就係用另外一個角度嚟睇。
I just think that I can learn from Jesus as he ministered to this woman.
我哋可以睇到即使耶穌點樣嚟係同呢個婦人嚟談到。
I have learned that Jesus, as he was touching and caring for this Samaritan woman, caring for her life, he went beyond her physical needs, plural, to her spiritual need, which is singular. She needed to know Jesus Christ.
耶稣将这个妇人她需要的物质方面的水的需要而带到去到灵性她的灵性方面的需要。
As Christ followers, as you care for people, don't leave Jesus behind. Bring him with you.
我作为基督徒，我们是带人的时候，要将这个信息带给他们。
I learned from this passage that Jesus touched the life of the Samaritan woman by having the courage to speak the truth about her life.
我们学习到就是说，耶稣跟这个妇人分享的时候，他是有这个勇气跟这个妇人去开这个话题。
For us with Asian background, this is very awkward.
或者我们亚洲人的背景，我觉得好像困难很多。
We don't like to lose face.
我们又不想好像失面子面目光那样。
And we don't want to make someone else lose face.
我们又不想好像令对方那个人好像没面。
Even though they are in great pain.
Even 他或者是可能有很大的痛楚。
But if we learn to care like Jesus cared, we will lovingly speak truth.
但如果我们好像耶稣那样，即时对人关怀的时候，我们是将这个真理是跟他们分享。
I've learned lastly that this Samaritan woman responded to God's care, to Jesus' care, by turning around and touching other people's lives because of what Jesus did in her life.
因为耶稣在她身上所做的事，这个妇人她的回应就是说，她要连水管都扔下，她就要走去成同人分享。
So can we be like Jesus to know and to care for people who are in desperate need, not to primarily get their problems fixed, that's important, but ultimately to faithfully share with them about God's love and His holiness.
关怀人帮助人的时候，唔单止系佢呢个物质方面，即系世上面嘅需要，但系要同佢哋分享到呢个神嘅救恩。So
I ask again, what is our purpose for caring? What motivates us for caring?
我哋有咩动机系同人哋关怀人呢？
We need to care for others like Jesus did for the ultimate purpose of sharing the good news of Christ with them.
我们应该好像耶稣那样，即时有这个最终目的是要分享到这个福音。
We need to have wisdom and we need to be loving.
我们有这个智慧。
But I do think that when we do things like Jesus did, we will see the caring ministries, your personal caring of other people, have a powerful impact.
所以如果我们学习耶稣的榜样，这个关怀的事工就会有很好的结果。
We need to learn how to be like the Samaritan woman and tell our friends to come and see.
我们要学习这个撒玛利亚妇人，即是作这个见证，同我们周围的人。
I'd like to ask all of us to bow our heads.
请大家低头。
And before I pray, I'd just like to ask, maybe you are like the Samaritan woman and you need for Jesus to care for you.
或者你好像撒玛利亚妇人一样，你需要耶稣来关怀你。
Perhaps the real need is on a spiritual level.
或者你需要在灵性上方面。
Perhaps there's some truth that we need to speak to ourselves.
或者我需要有些真理，我们要对我们自己讲。
I encourage us to allow God into our hearts, into our lives, and to heal, and to comfort, and to convict.
我们希望神进入我们的心中，是帮助我们，是医治我们。
I know at the beginning I said, how can we be like Jesus? But I also want to end this message by how can we be like the Samaritan woman?
我知道我们怎样去效仿耶稣，但是我也要是学习这个撒玛利亚妇人的样子。
May we be people who have been comforted so that we can comfort others.
我们是接受人的关怀，我们也可以关怀别人。
Our Father, as we conclude the sermon part of this worship service, I ask that you will continue to show us how to care. Lord, I pray that you will give us wisdom, that you will give us courage, and that you will give us the motivation to point people to Jesus Christ. This is not simple, but it is a high calling. So I thank you again for my dear brothers and sisters here, and maybe friends here who do not know Jesus Christ yet. I pray that they will come to Jesus and see how good you are. We pray all this in your powerful name. Amen.
Amen.